In this audio postcard, you're going to hear technician Andy as he tests the acoustic releases for a mooring. These acoustic releases are right now strapped to the CTD package, and they've been lowered down to 2,200 meters just to make sure they will work when they are actually deployed on a mooring.
Okay, so we have the deck box on, and now we're going to go through and disable all the releases, because once I power them up with the on switch, they're all automatically on. So we want to turn every one of them off so we don't get any other comms. So we're going to send first disable.
Dave, we're ready?
We're all set, Dave?
Oh, yeah, you're ready, Tom.
Great.
First one says 54685.
All right.
2355. Disable. Sending the command. Here's the reply. That should be shut off. It's a little. We'll have to up the power on that. Yeah, that'll be good. It's got a couple pings. We just got to turn the receive up on it. Yeah, that's definitely working. It's just weak signal.
Okay.
The next one, I'll bump up the receive transmit a little bit. That should be good. All right, so now we're just gonna turn our power up on the sensitivity a little bit. You can hear a little bit. It might be a little bit of noise down there. The rosette might be spinning a little bit. Send our next command, release 33414.
Okay.
Right. We've got command number 361357. Sending command.
So the sound's traveling down
yeah. To
the release. Takes a few seconds.
At 2,200 meters.
Yes. Yeah. Now here we go. See, now we got a better command on that.
And that's the reply from the release saying, I'm alive.
That's right.
All right, I'm working.
It's working and it's disabling it, so it's not going to hear anything else until like, because there's three of them on there. If you send a range command, it could be any one, so you don't know. You know, you want to isolate which release you're using.
Mm-hmm. So you enable them one at a time.
That's right. And yeah. Then I range on them and get the correct range and then disable them one at a time. Okay, that one's off. Let's go to the next one. Release 30848.
Okay.
Command number 166410. Sending command. Just barely hear it. Should be.
Yeah.
Waiting for the reply. Here's the reply.
That's good.
Nice and healthy.
Yeah, that one's good. This is one that I built back in the lab, too. Just redid it.
So each release instrument has its own communication code.
That's right. Everyone's
a unique
got its own,
ID.
Yep. Everyone's got its own individual commands.
Uh-huh. So we don't accidentally fire one instead of the other.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to range on
them. Yeah, we've got three releases on it. Yeah.
Make sure they're all off. We should, it says waiting for reply, we should get no reply.
Right, so they're all shut off.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And we're good. We should have got a reply back by now.
Yeah.
All right, Heather, we're going to start with, we'll start with the same one we just did.
Okay.
So I'm going to enable it.
30848. Okay, got it, check.
Enable is 166377.
So this is where you're finding out how far away it is, just to make sure it's working properly.
Yes, we'll get a proper depth. You know, we know what depth they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure they're at the right depth and they're sending the right commands. So we've got good commands coming back.
Okay.
I like this one. This one's going to go on one of them.
Okay. I got to put the star. Give them a star.
And encoded in that sound is the range?
No.
Okay.
It pings its own range. It sends a range signal out, and once this is awakened,
uh-huh.
It sends it back.
I see.
Yeah, if we're going
Because they all have a range. If the range is a ping, it'll send it out. And if they're all awake, they'll all try and send their own.
At the same time?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
So now we're going to range it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll talk to Rebecca about that. Yeah.
This is 2221 meters.
2221 meters.
2221.
All right, now we're going to send the release command.
Mm-hmm.
151262. And the release command needs it's got the guard button on it, so you can't just hit enter. You can't just send it like every other command. You have to hit guard and then enter.
Uh-huh. That's to make sure you don't release anything by mistake.
It's a safety, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because if you just hit enter, it says no, you need to hit the guard button. It's kind of a...
Yeah, a check.
Good fail safe.
Yeah.
Takes a second because the release down there will spin and lets itself go.
So that sequence of beeps means I've released?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's different ones. So it's
beep, beep, beep,
not
beep.
Released is 15 pulses at a 2 second rate, and released is 15 pulses at a 1 second rate.
Okay.
So that was the short,
mm-hmm.
That's the short reply. And I'll range off it again.
Two meters.
That's a good one.
CTT's hit for this 2200.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's good.
Now we're going to shut this one down.
Okay.
And there's no sound speed correction on this, right?
Right, so it's 1500, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like 28, 27, 28.
This is working nicely. I like this one.
Okay. I gave it a start.
I think they're all going to work fine. I mean, that's one I built. This is an old, that's a brand new one, too.
So that's, again, the rapid pings, so that means...
Yeah, you'll still get the 15 second.
Mm-hmm.
15 at once.
So it says, I've released.
Mm-hmm. Or it says, I'm disabled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's both commands. It's telling you that it's disabled and it's released.
Yeah. Okay.
So now we can range on it. It should send back no reply.
So the outgoing signal we don't hear. That's going out from the bottom of the ship.
Yeah. Right. You can faintly hear it in here.
Okay.
I mean, if I turn the volume up on here a little bit and mess with this, you can hear it a lot louder.
Okay.
Plus,
okay.
There's a headphone jack on here, so you can actually, if you're not getting any
mm-hmm.
reading on here, you can put the headphones
mm-hmm.
in. You can actually hear the beeps
mm-hmm.
and coming back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That one's good, Heather.
Okay. Great.
Let's all set.
Check.
Yep.
Check on that one.
Let's go to 54685.
There's two more.
There's two more.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's wake this one up.
Okay, so from here on, it's more of the same as we test these three releases to make sure they're working properly.